You're listening to WPVM LP in Asheville, North Carolina, 103.7 on the dial, globally at radioasheville.org.
Welcome to the Audio Garden, where we cultivate our collective wisdom, nurture creativity, and spread love. My name is Martha Senator, and this is Listen and Be Heard.
Hello everyone and Namaste. I am Deepika Singh from Margarita, Assam, India. We often speak about the pain of women, the sacrifices they silently endure. But today, let us pause for a moment to look at the other side, the silent scars of men. My poem, Scars in Silence, is a small attempt to give voice to those unvoiced emotions. Scars in silence. Does pain discriminate? Then why should my poetry? Years have elapsed, yet the tagline, men don't cry, breathes in silence. Do you know the pain of a father? Buried sacrifices he bears with pride. Can you feel the pain of a son? His existence is tied with family's dream. The suffocating burden of expectations chains his soul. Do you truly see the pain of a brother? He is like a shield who hides his dream to hold his family. Have you ever felt the pain of a husband? He cradles the nuptial vows to shelter, to fortify. His smile hides the inner turmoil. Tough and iron-willed, their staunch figures often overlook their wounds and scars. Each enduring pain longs for healing. Despite the glossy painted smile, trapped in cycles of despair, their inner harmony is often untouched, and it keeps on brewing. When tears pour down like monsoon showers, they are labeled as misfits. With shackles of unbearable flashbacks, they held their head high as they are meant to be, because they are men.
I'm a soul in search of a vehicle to express. To express what? I'm not sure. I haven't made up my mind yet. Perhaps from too many lifetimes of never quite succeeding. Each lifetime, I think, at last, my big break. I'm gonna tell the world how to live, how to be. I've been hung for heresy, burned at the stake, barely missed being boiled in oil. My ideas have never been popular, but my deaths have been there with the best of them. But that's not what life is for. Oh no, not to die. Life is for living, living. The term is so elusive. I've yet to really be and feel who I am under this mask of skin, hair, eyes that don't express me, which is something wonderful. I want to say, God, Goddess, whoever, whatever you are, just once, I want a straight path to my destiny. The trouble is, I've yet to find out my destiny. It's like clay, still in the formation stage.
It's just incredible.
One of the most challenging things I had to do was to truly say to myself, I want to heal a broken soul. I want to pursue the Olympic Games. And I'm willing to do the training, to make the sacrifices, to totally commit to the pursuit of trying to win a gold medal at the Olympic Games, to heal a broken soul. Fortunately, Donna Janelle Bowman, she brought so much to me in creating the book. She could take a thought I would share and she could put it into writing in a manner I felt it was being written by an elder, a Lakota elder, speaking with the kind of the storytelling concept of the Lakota people. And she was able to do that. And I felt her bringing words to life. And I could do it, but not in the manner she did it. She truly, truly brought the life that you're expressing to the book. The way I look at the young people today, my tribe, Sitting Bull, one of our great leaders, when he surrendered, he simply said, let's take the best of both worlds and build a new world for our children. Those words and those footprints immediately became misleading. Treaty signed, treaties broken. Boarding school trauma, the genocide, the doctrine of discovery. So our elders said it would take 7 generations for our young people facing this devastating trauma to heal. That, with my tribe, that 7th generation is in the classroom today. So I wanted to take the virtues and the values. They're the group that can take the virtues and the values, culture, tradition, spirituality, along with their dream, and along with the person sitting in the chair next to them, into the horizon of America's future, to choreograph and mature this incredible democratic experiment.
Hi, I am Alexander Mudo, and you're listening to the Listen and Be Heard Hour for Leaders and Writers.
These girl voices sing as American Negro children sing, Port-au-Prince Heights, December 21st, 1936.
There stands a bluebird, tra la la. There stands a bluebird, tra la la la. Give me sugar, coffee, and tea. Now trip around the ocean, tra la la la. Trip around the ocean, tra la la la. Trip around the ocean, tra la la la. Give me sugar, coffee, and tea. Now show me your motion, la la show me your motion, la la show me your motion, la la give me sugar, coffee, and now choose your partner, la la choose your partner, la la choose your partner, la la give me sugar, coffee, and
this is the Listen and Be Heard Hour for readers and writers. I'm Martha Senator.
Classified. The declassified, the documents, declassified documents. The documents, yeah, and you will see declassified documents, declassified documents, you will see from the original.
A prayer for a young man, a prayer for a spirit. He hears it because he is here with us as one with the universe. We exchange energy every day, his soul to partake as we breathe life, as life teaches us about loss. The greater the gift, the greater the pain to know each day gained was given and received, and believe in the ways it taught us to love. to nurture and hold dear, and not to fear as life goes forward, around and back to the beginning, the ending, a path that can't be taken back because it's been swept away by a thousand brooms. The rooms have been cleaned, the women have convened, the body will be laid to rest, the test of a mother's faith, a space for grief and belief in angels. Say a prayer, be there in spirit, and hear his voice join yours.
I think listening is like a really crucial part of my own practice and being heard. I guess there's a difference between listening and being heard, right? Like I feel like listening is sort of at the core of so much. Like if we listen to each other, you know, I think that we'll hear better and we'll understand better, certainly. And the world's very noisy in so many ways lately. I think it's harder for people to, like, the practice of listening is difficult. Yeah, those are definitely things that I think about, and collaboration, interacting with other writers is like at core a practice of listening. So with She Who Has No Masters, it's really like a practice of listening. Like we talk about engagement, like a poetics of engagement, but I think it's like at that, you know, the heart of it is like being willing to listen to each other and learn from each other.
Stop wasting food. That is based on so much research that suggests that one of the top five most cost-effective, kind of, I think of these as win-win solutions. They're low cost and high impact. That stop wasting food is actually one of the top five things we can do to act on climate change.
Where did this come from, Allison? I know it goes where it's harder to be. I already told you I don't want to go out. I'm there. This has not been subtle. I haven't gotten hints, imaginary thoughts for weeks. But it seems that the denial has built up to such proportions that not even the strongest of my daily wits has succeeded in making me realize what I was trying to do. I determined that it had taken more than less than a third of the requisite. The church would not just done this morning. Do you even know what's at this end, do you? No, of course not.
What the poet is supposed to write about a hurricane should be skylights of horror, not skid rocks of beauty and walls of wind. Affixed to the puzzle pieces of the vortex eye, spinning like a lost continent's soul. How the lively whip should stun the mouths of gravity, hissing without hesitation, engulfing the stench of uprooted dirt and grass. The poet is supposed to decode the stanzas, shudder the name Maria into frail syllables, to wish a hurricane a fast and gritty death, not say a stubborn slow dances, held intoxicating possibilities and mysteries.
Daughter Time cuts the rhyme. A mouthful ash bedell, harsh marble polish. Slickers on and orange eyelets trick the pixels into flies. See-through thoughts catch stipple bruising on the moth's edge. Ruby calyx tubing, diamond skin drill fish. Rivers sip on shallow glasses, surfacing to ankle height. Lowering the chin to the heart, the forehead enters summer. Incursions down the hillsides, glaucous flowers, phosphorus, opening your hair to the aerosol air, fairy clocks, and the rest is luck. Sepal of the lithosphere, beaded by the aether, where the ghosts of men appear, skin as thin as paper. Is the record in the letter blood or knots of wood burnt on her clothes? Girls slip through the flow of morning traffic. A soldier feeds pomegranate seeds and water to kiss. Horizon, razor, and wire, the camera's eye captures fissures in the code, sunlight through a punctured sleeve. No snow on her sparrow brown shoulders. Braided radioisotopes, breath-like whips of almost frozen lake weeds, whistling blue corneal film. The earth splits like eyelids. Purple pools of pupil oil, unspeaking leafless foil.
Has a very simple title called Raindrop. The storm comes in quickly, the wind whip snap slapping through the oaks and ash, leaves turning their pale sides upwards in defiance. Outside, in the safe shelter of the porch, I wait, expectant like a Christmas Eve child. I hear the rain now hustling down the west ridge. It will make its way to me as surely as the obligated thunder speaks for the silent lightning. I close my eyes, inhale the sharp scent of raindrops hitting nearby potato hills where wombs of black earth nourish and hold a growing brood. I breathe in the settling smell of 1,000 round drops mixing with the red clay of my dusty rural road. Local cars pass with tinted windows rolled up tight. The first heavy drops fall into the porch rail, ricochet wildly onto my hands and face. On this hot August day, I am anointed by the Alpha and Omega. In this holy moment, I pray that if reincarnation exists, if I am allowed to come back to this planet again, I return as a single, simple raindrop. Oh, the honor to be one of many that watered the daisy plucked by the fingers of an adolescent girl, the flower petals foretelling, he loves me, he loves me not, he loves me. How incredible it would be to fall through the freezing sky, change into a tiny speck of sleep, and land with a six-sided snowflake on the outstretched tongue of a laughing child. Perhaps I could be one of the raindrops sent down to Texas to soothe the drought-thirsty throat of a longhorn cow. Maybe I would wind up in the pure water of a mountain stream and help cool the hooves of the big-eyed doe as she bounds down the run, outwits the hungry wolf. Or the glory to be the sacrificial drop that puts out the last hint of fire from a marching clan man's torch. Oh, that I could live yet again and leave in this magnificent way, hissing and having the final say.
EQ.
Note to float.
A message in a bottle floating in a Dead Sea zone tells the story of tomorrow's tomorrow. Sorrow trails the dreams of men who fashion themselves saviors of our convenience, caterers to our most dependable weaknesses, makers of our mistakes, mongers of menial servitude. Note to executive of my estate, when I am of late, to compensate everyone I did ever irritate, with a penny for my many digressions, obsessions, embarrassing observations, and improbable contemplations. Note to paper. This note will be dust like me. We will be the message, the media, the messenger. Matter lives. Note to take note. Freedom for some is freedom for none. Ruled by the gun maker since day one. Glory's a Santa story for the will to kill. Ain't no pill maker gonna fix wrong.
Wow.
Note to shred. We asked a question we knew she knew we knew the answer to. He said we said she did it because we told her to do it. We can't say, but what if we did? What she saw doesn't matter like what we do. He said better you than me, so we're free to say what we say, do what we do to you, for you. Because he said, she said, we said, there's nothing else we can do.
Writers write, we're writing our legacy. It's the one thing that will be left when I am, when I've passed on, for my kids, for my future grandchildren. This is what's going to be left. They will be able to look back on my books or short stories or poetry, and without me being on the planet, they'll know who I was. Even if I'm not writing about myself, by what I've chosen to write about and the way I've written about it will tell them a lot about me.
This is the Listen and Be Heard Hour. Please visit our archives at listenandbeheard.net.
Always some new stuff, always some new stuff, always cool stuff. So I'm gonna be very quick, we got a lot of stuff to cover. We're gonna start off with Impressions, the South Central mix from back in the day, featuring Jonathan Mallon on bass, Bill McCullen on drums, and Richard Worth on flute, and Tal Shaw on keys, myself on saxophone. Production from back in the day from Giant Step. Indy, I think, was one of the producers as well. The great John Coltrane's Impressions, superimposed to Martin Luther King Jr. A riot is the language of the unheard all through this. And right after that, you're gonna hear my version of Puccini's aria, I Luciava la Stella, from Puccini's Tosca, translates to And the Stars Were Shining. That features myself on the saxophones, Crystal Choi on piano, Iman Edmondson Wells on bass, Ron Sanson on drums, and Jonathan Crayford on keyboards as well. That was recorded in New Zealand, in Auckland, believe it or not. Again, you only get to hear it here at Listen and Be Heard via Sound System Culture. Support live music, support art music, support public radio podcasts like this. Okay? All right, you know what to do. Thank you, Martha Senator. Always enjoy. Peace.
Have lost hope, they have become cynical, they see all of the problems of the world. So many young men feel that there's nothing to look forward to in life but going to the battlefield. They look around the world and they lose hope. And we
can't keep having riots every summer in our cities. We can't keep having all of these problems.
This is Blagovesta Momchichigova reading her poem, Tree and Dancers.
Trapped in the dark shared back alley among several houses on West 55th Street, amidst barrels and bins and discarded materials, a tree, taller than the buildings surrounding it and so much thinner and greener, stretching its long bony branches onto fire escapes, window panes, curtains, and clouds and winds, curiously and consistently reaching for more air, more sunlight, more New York City gossip inside every window it can peek into, but mostly the wall-sized windows of Dance Studio 2B. The tree outside sees what the dancers inside feel. Their extended arms, contorted bodies, splits, acrobatics, pulsations, ancient rhythms, heavy breaths, small steps, leaps, movements from somewhere far or from around here. Their sweat, frustration, hurt, uncertainty, tears, smiles, joy. 14 tireless dancers, and then one leader, master, mentor, with the patience of spirit, and who adjusts, inspires, pushes, awaits, encourages them all, bringing a calm sweetness and grace over everyone. Is this his space? Are they his guests? Or is he theirs? They all come here to play, try things out, discover, make mistakes, be strong, be weak, be quiet, be loud, doubt, trust, cry, sing, think, laugh, in pairs, alone, but mostly together, for 2 hours a day, three times a week. Every time, it is different. The dancers inside see what the tree outside feels. The urban pressure of just wanting to be your own being among so many others. The tight space it has learned to call home and grow into. The little light, the little sky, the impossibility to move freely or ever the way they can.
If you ask me why I left Puerto Rico, I would tell you that it wasn't because Hurricane Maria left me with the bloated album of waiting for the blackouts to skip between the trees. It wasn't because the roofs unfurled and the doors retreated to hollows somewhere in the sky. It wasn't because of the shelves of water inching like new constellations across an endless night. It was the full circle of fear, the kind that stays in my mouth like neon jawbreakers, refusing to surrender, tailor-made to dislocate words that I long to speak. I dread colliding against this familiar when the memory gathers like burning hands around your throat.
Obsolete.
Lymphatics!
I was about to throw out for peace. I want a peace sign towards the sky. Not a peace. With my index and middle finger together to represent unity. Truthfully, it's how it got to be. Still shoot for the stars. You don't gotta reach that far. Just far as you can take it. They gave me blood some money and look what I did with it. Show the hood they can make it.
Who next?
The author of the poem is unknown, but according to Guinness World Records, it is believed to have been recited by a bride of Sumerian King Shu Sin, who ruled between 2037 and 2029 BC.
Bridegroom, dear to my heart, goodly is you beauty, honey sweet, lion, dear to my heart, goodly is your beauty, honey sweet. You have captivated me. Let me stand tremblingly before you. Bridegroom, I would be taken by you to the bedchamber. You have captivated me. Let me stand tremblingly before you. Lion, I would be taken by you to the bedchamber. Bridegroom, let me caress you. My precious caress is more savory than honey. In the bedchamber, honey-filled, let me enjoy your goodly beauty, lion.
Did you hear me?
ass,
Please stick around, listen to the sounds of the Audio Garden, and I'll meet you on the other side of the bridge in about a minute.
This is From Here to Gaza. Death never saw itself becoming, only the eerie silence just before heaven blew up and the olive trees burst. At that interminable moment, all the exits from Gaza sealed, and the key to your home became as in the mausoleum of your dreams. When the roof of darkness caved in, the Sea of Galilee turned red, and there was nowhere to go. Time was a thief, your memory froze. Little did you know the terror in your heart had been there all along from birth, like a little mouse trapped in a cage. Little did we Americans know that the distance from here to Gaza was an illusion, and that the border between Palestine and Israel did not truly exist ever except in fiction. History is occupied territory, and whoever lives to tell it is the victor. There are no more lions, only hunters with power over life and death. What is left? Only stories of the Flower of Jericho? Only the place where Jesus lasted and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights? You've nothing but stones to fill the empty Temple Mount. Your hunger echoes in its desecrated ground and through the tunnels of insurgent prayers, never to be satisfied until the river returns to the sea and the right of return is a reality. You will know that moment when life returns with the infallibility of spring. Your spirit will soar on the cords of the wind. Life will know itself.
Right on. Peace. Thanks to Martha Senator, our executive producer, and our new nonprofit, Sound System Culture, funding all of this. Really thank you for your support. Please tell your friends. This is the only place you're going to hear this music, this radio art, the way that radio podcasts should be felt and experienced in our communities. All right? Check it out.
My name is Martha Senator, your co-host on this adventure through the audio garden. And you can visit our archives at listenandbeheard.net.
When it comes to being an author and considering publishing, I want you to listen to your heart, and that will help your book be heard.
Listen and be heard. Even if your voice shakes without knowing it, you may be saving a stranger.
Listen, as the sound enters my inner ear and vibrates through my inner plane, my biosphere, to each cell in my body, can you hear me? Can you feel me? As we are more ancient than the vibrating words that you are speaking. Receive me, reflect me, receive me, reflect me through the night. Be galactic stars, be that strobe light that leads me home, or the lighthouse guiding the way through the dark waves of the ocean. Alone in a boat we float, commanding, demanding, and expanding. It's fate, it's never hope.
We say we don't play Barbies anymore, but we do.
Every morning and every night, on every screen and every magazine, we worship her and we repent, flagellating our flesh like the worst of sinners. We hate ourselves for her impossible youth, bowed before her relentless grin.
Are you tall, tan, skinny, smooth, weightless, hairless, hipless, flawless, blonde, bionic, immortal? Are your teeth white? Are your lips large? Is your stomach empty? Are you standing on tiptoe above your blimp-like breasts? Are you a witch? Are you a hag? Did you bring on the drought? Did you summon the locust? Should we burn you alive? Should we drown you to prove it? These questions are not questions. They are our inquisition in perpetuity. So I say, enough. I say, F Barbie. I say, power too fat and flat and flabby. Power too short, saggy, shaggy, hairy, dimpled, pimpled, scarred, marred, wrinkled, frizzy, kinky, curly. Power to cellulite, saddlebags, stretch marks, turkey necks, double chins, round bellies, crow's feet, fine lines, deep lines, laugh, laugh, laugh lines. Proof we have lived, all of us warriors of at least 100 wars. I say, do what delights you. Know your nature as different. It's time we end the battle they've made us wage against ourselves. Bury Barbie in the cornfields and love the life that is here. All the life that is strong and green and breathing. For every one of us who dares to love herself, the world is born anew.
Thanks, as always, to Davine Dial at WPVM Radio in Asheville, North Carolina, for introducing Listen and Be Heard to the broadcast airwaves, KCEI in Taos, New Mexico, KEPJ in San Antonio, Texas, KHOI in Ames, Iowa, and KFOI in Red Bluff, California, and other stations that are part of the Pacifica Affiliate Network for cultivating the audio garden in your communities, and our own Listen and Be Heard Network, host of WLBH.org. Please visit us at listenandbeheard.net and sign up for our email newsletter and at our Listen and Be Heard YouTube channel.
where you will find unedited video interviews of our featured guests. My name is Martha Senator, and I want to thank you for listening and giving me the opportunity to be heard.
To you, I know it's not right, but what can I do?